Today we're going to discuss the three simanim, Shin Sadi Beis, Shin Sadi Dimel, and Shin Sadi Dalet. In the effort to finish Hilchot Avelos with Hashem by the end of this week. The Shulchan Aruch says, Siman Shin Sadi Beis, that an Avel is also Lisa Isha Kol Lamed Yom, an Avel is not allowed to get married for all 30 days. Where does this come from? It comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says, on Moitot Nefchav Dimel Amin Aleph, Tan Rabbanon, from Esachas Machos, Kol Shloshim Yom L'Nesuin. For all 30 days, since the Ptira, he's prohibited from getting married. And the Rush, in Siman Memches, in Moitot, right over here, is bothered that this is a Dabar Pashut. Obviously, we discussed last week, Siman Shin Sadi Aleph, Ovel Asur B'chomine Simcha. In other words, not allowed to even enter a wedding hall for dinner and eating the meal. He can't even be by the chuppah. So if he can't be by the chuppah, what's the havamin of Meseches Machos that he could get married? Obviously, that necessitates being at the chuppah. And says the Rush from Rabbi Natam, this is the Rush quoted in the Beis Yosef right here. Rabbi Natam says, no. I have a havamin of, so chedai tocha hatir lo, say maybe achrini. I have a havamin to be matir his marriage more than someone else's marriage. And Rav Natam explains that there's always a mitzvah to get married, whether it's because of Piri Rivia, or even if he has children in order to increase the amount of children that he has. We would think that for him, there's a mitzvah, and I have a mina that for him, there's a different situation. L'hat lo tvei mi'achrini. And that's why we need the specific Meseches Machos telling us that no. Not only may he not enter the chasna of someone else, he may not have his chasana take place as well. And based on this, Rav Natam says, this havamina of Meseches Machos is not just a havamina. Sometimes we can darshan a havamina. This havamina is very important. Because we see from this Meseches Machos, that had it not been for Meseches Machos telling us Mefurush, I would have thought, indeed, he can't get married, he can't go to someone else's wedding, but may he get married? Yes. That's what the Chiddush is. He can't get married for the first 30 days. But what do you see from there? That his own marriage is much more lenient than anyone else's marriage. And therefore, says Rav Natam, halacha l'maisa, even a person who's in avelus al ava v'imo may get married toch yubeis chodesh. Why? Because that havamina that were made for him more than for others remains l'maskana. Indeed, we're not going to keep it toch shloshim. He didn't necessarily get married within the first 30 days of the Patira. But Zushal Meseches Machos had to tell us in Mefurish that he's not allowed to get married himself. In addition to the fact he can't be at another person's wedding, we see that he has his own leniencies, which is why they have to tell us Mefurish he can't get married. That leniency applies l'halacha l'maisa. How l'halacha l'maisa? He's allowed to get married after Shloshim, even if he's an avelus al aviv, the ima. So Diyuk he makes in Meseches Machos. It's quoted in Tosfos and Yevamos. And the Rush in Meseches Moikotan quotes this same Rav Natam. The Bach has a sharp Hosafa to add to. Jeremy, is that a question? No, the Bach and the Son. It's hard to see without my glasses on anyway. What's going on? So the Bach adds a Hosafa to the Acharithmus, to the Pshat of Rav Natam, that a person who's a Yosom, Nebuch, from a father and mother is allowed to get married after Lamed within Yud Beis Chodesh. He says, we had the Ramah said Mefurish, that what's the halacha for a father or mother is Megadol Yosom Yisom Asof Beiso? They're not usually allowed to go to the wedding unless, what's the caveat? The wedding wouldn't take place without them. Now, this person, by the fact that he has to get married, obviously, not so obviously, if you make a shliach, but at least part of the wedding, the Nisuin, can't take place without him. Mamela, he's allowed, Lachar Lamed, so the Ramah says, Lachar Lamed, a person who had an orphan in his house is allowed to attend the wedding and eat if that's the only way that the chasana can take place. Hoshim et Hoshim, if this person needs to get married, and the only way the wedding can take place is with him being there, obviously he's allowed to go to his own wedding. Charifus, the Bach adds to this pshat of Rav Natam. But the idea we see here, although here it's not as clear in Rav Natam, but it's clear time and time and time again in the Shulchan Aruch, is what's the ultimate reason that a man is allowed to get married despite the fact that he, in theory he should still be observing Avelos. Basically because of Piri Peruvia. Not always. Sometimes we say it's Mitzvah Sheves, which is to have more children, but the fundamental idea is the concept of Piri Peruvia. And from here we have two different dinim. Number one is that if you read the Shulchan Aruch carefully in the Rishonim, you see how important the Rishonim understood the imperative of Piri Peruvia is. It buttresses the contemporary psak of many postim that when a chas and kala get married and for convenience sake they'd like to delay having children and they want to use birth control just because it's convenient, it seems from the whole thrust of these dinim and Shulchan Aruch that that's incorrect. Because here we're letting a person compromise certain halachas of avelos for one reason. What's the one reason? Piri Peruvia. Aye! He will be obtaining Piri Peruvia. The chazkiva, he'll have 10 children, Be'ezus Hashem, just a year later. But no, it's not that we say Piri Peruvia is a din that a person has to do sometime in his lifetime. A person is mandated to do it as quickly as possible. There's a chazanish they always quote that says with any mitzvah that doesn't have a specific time, a person has to do it as quickly as possible. Whether that's the reason for this din or it's a din in Piri Peruvia itself, it sounds like the thrust of the Rishonim in every Sif and Shulchan Aruch here is that Piri Peruvia is something which should be taken care of as quickly as possible. That doesn't mean, of course, if a person has need, then a person should not delay. It takes the cheshbon to see. But the frivolous nature that many people have to say, yes, I'll do the mitzvah, I'll do it on my time, seems to be against the whole fundamental point of the Shulchan Aruch. That as soon as a person may do Piri Peruvia, a person must do so. Now we know in society also, already from the days of Rishonim, we go against the Gemara. We don't get married at 12, at 13, at 16, at 18, we get married later, even though there's a mitzvah Piri Peruvia, because there's certain things that have to be taken care of, which is true. It's always important to keep that in mind. That's not a non-Jewish approach. But it's important to balance when it's purely a matter of convenience. On the one hand, there is the opportunity to Piri Peruvia later. On the other hand, we attach essential importance to doing it, even though it can be docha many of the halachos of Avelos. But the concept of Piri Peruvia, we presume, Machlokes HaRishonim, for the most part we presume, who is mandated to Piri Peruvia? Man or woman? Man. B'pashus. Maybe woman has Piri Peruvia also, maybe just Sheves, maybe none, maybe both. But with Ora, Mistimas Divrei HaShulchan Aruch, what would we think the halacha is for a woman to get married when she is Nebuch, an Avela for her father or mother? Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us anything about it. Is she permitted to do so? And if it's really because of Piri Peruvia, she'd be Machlokes. And we presume, for the most part, we presume a woman is not Mechuyav as a Piri Peruvia, which would mean she should not be able to get married within 12 months of being a Yisoma, being an Avelos for her parent, L'chora. Nevertheless, the Bada Shulchan quotes from the Ritzva that says, another reason to permit the kula of getting married even during Yud Vayis Chodesh, he says, Ishanami, Tzricha Hi L'Baal. She needs a husband. Once it's time for her to get married, she'd like to get married. And the Bada Shulchan points out, we see from here an unbelievable chiddush in the Ritzva two ways. Number one, he extends it to a woman. But number two, what's the reason he understands for a man to get married? Is it because of Piri Peruvia? No. It's Tzricha Hi L'Baal, or Tzarech Hu L'Isha. When it's time to get married, we're not going to make him get married 11 months later because he is an Avelos. Which, L'Chora, the Ritzvah is very interesting, but L'Chora, the thrust of Shulchan Aruch is not like this Ritzvah. Because we keep on talking about Piri Peruvia, it sounds like it's not true. Nevertheless, by the Shulchan quotes, he thinks since the Ritzvah says it, there is room to be makel, even though it's against the theory of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's only because of Piri Peruvia, against the Beis Yosef, where he quotes the Rishonim. But Lamaisa, the Ritzvah says this psak, which might also be true, that it's because of Tzricha Hi L'Baal, and therefore one can be makel for a woman to get married as well during Yud Vayis Chodesh. He does quote, he adds Sheves. Right, it's an interesting part. He adds Sheves. He adds the fact that it's good to have children, and that if a woman is chayav in Sheves, then it would help that as well. Right. Yes, for sure. The pashtus pshat in Shulchan Aruch, not only for the svara of Piri Peruvia, but the whole psak is only talking about from the man to a woman. Doesn't discuss it anything the other way around either. And in fact, one might think that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about women altogether. It does. In the Sif Beis, we talk about woman getting married and almana getting married. She has to wait the Shir Havchana. So she's mentioned, and the fact that she's not mentioned here might sound like, so you want to be Mekel or Machmer based on the Tziyuch? Jonathan, you were saying Lakel? I would think it's Lachmir. Unless you say it's Lakruash, even though Shoshim Yom she's allowed to get married. That's what Shemana the Rekhazes. So you're right, if the Pashim Shat and Shulchan Arach, you would have thought that it's Aser, but he closes his words rather by the Shulchan to be Mekel. So me? Yes, well it depends. That's the next Sif in Sif Gimel. If he's already Meshudach to her, so he's not going to get married to someone else, then we say, even if she's an Avelus, he's allowed to marry her because of his fear of Rivia. If it's just the choice between many people on Soyot Sinai, then he can pick another person on Soyot Sinai. But if already they're in a relationship, if they're already Meshudachim, then we're going to say no. That's not true because he's promised to marry her. But if it's not that he promised to marry her, even though he says he really wants her, but he can find someone else instead, as far as the peripheral view is concerned. It's only if there's a real connection that's going to be motive.
So he can't marry, he's not going to marry someone else. What does that mean? Like, he's not going to marry someone quickly, or like...
When? In the case...
The fact that he made a show, right?
No, so he promised. He promised to marry her. He's not going to break her off because he promised to marry her. They already... They promised to marry each other. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The fact that they've just promised... The fact that he really says he likes her. He went out on 20 dates and they said they really see it. It's not enough. Because then he could say, okay, we really saw it, and then change, it sounds like. But if they really promised, then it's not fair, then he would be able to marry her.
Doesn't that if a person was dating someone very seriously and then Chatzon became an avelus, he couldn't date her anymore? He couldn't wait?
No, so after Shoshim is mutter, the question is even...
Right, but he's pushing off her review. Could you review
then? Nowadays, the whole way things work in general is different. Just like the fact that very fast people wait until after the 20th and married altogether since the event of the Gemara. But the Rishonim already talked about it. Rashi and Tosafot talked about the fact that people used to have different traveling schedules to do business or to learn, so things are changed based upon societal norms. That's not considered being dachar for review. So the same thing is true. What about going on dates? Maybe a person should say, okay, I want to get married. The first girl on Soyot Sinai that is read to me, I'll take. It's mitzvah for review. Obviously, it's not going to work.
Right,
which
but
is
the fact that they're saying that he can't marry because
it's
not there's no
shidduch,
right? Or it was a
shidduch.
Yes.
It was a shidduch. No, if it's a
shidduch,
he promised.
Right. He can't. It's not a shidduch.
In theory. In those times, once it was not a shidduch, in theory you could say, okay, it was nice, but I'll marry someone else if he wants to.
And they wouldn't wait 30 days.
Right. If it was so, if he wants to marry right away, it was that. The Shach does say that even though it's us that get married, the Shach points out quotes from the Bach in the first Sif Katan Aleph, that to get engaged is mutter even on the Yom HaMisa, even as the person in the Beis HaKleros. He's allowed to get engaged because if he wants to establish this connection, that's permissible even during the Yom HaMisa. And that in theory can be done to someone else. I mean, if they want to get engaged, that's permissible. This girl that he likes, they can engage, they can promise to get married, but that's not going to be enough to say they can get married during the time that she's in Yom. No, so the Shach is Shiduchim. Machokas Rama, Machokas Mechabrin Rama, if Erisin is Mutter. But Shiduchim, Erisin means Halachic Chalos, giving a Tabas and Haraim and Kadeshas. But Shiduchim, what we call engagement, that's what the Shach is referring to in Sifton Aleph, that is Mutter even the Yom HaMisa. Because there's no simcha, that's just a promise to get married. And that's okay, even sounds like even Tanoim, even the olden days when they used to make a Shtar, which really said they were going to get married, that's still Mutter. That's not enough of a simcha to be a problem. In fact, a person led to the Tisha B'Av as well. That's not the same as Erisin. Erisin is Mechokas Mechavin Ramah, if that's Mutter, the first bit of actual marriage that we do under the Chuppah, when a husband gives his wife a Tabas and does Tradition, is that Mutter or not? Mechaber says Mutter, Ramah says Aser, the Aris Polonium is Aser, and we usually pass like the Ramah, Ashnazim, that it's Aser. It says the Shach, even though it's Aser to do that, Shiduchim, getting engaged, is still Mutter. The Pesach Shuvah quotes in Sifkot and Beis, from the Chassam Sofer, that if a person, whatever situation it is in the entire Shin Sadi Beis, whether it's a person who is going to get married Toch Lamed, or a person who's going to, Yosem or Yosom is going to get married after Lamed Toch Beis Chodesh, they're always mutter to take a haircut, to wear washed clothes, to wear clean clothes, to get dressed like a regular Chassam to get dressed. And it sounds to the Chassam Sofer that the same thing is true for the Chassana. It takes place normally, one has the normal band. Everything was normal. Although the Pesach Shuvah doesn't quote this Mefurish from the Chassam Sofer. But the Sedei Chemed adds this idea as well, that they can also have the normal music. Everything is normal at this person's chasana. Whether it's a person who is getting married Toch Lamed, let's say he didn't have Perivirivia, he's even allowed to get married Toch Lamed sometimes, or a person who is able to get married Toch Yivis Chodesh, everything is normal. That, says the Pesach Yivis Chodesh Sofer, if a person is getting married Toch Lamed, as the Ramah talks about in Sif Beis, the person who did not have Perivirivia yet, is able to get married Toch Lamed, even though he should be in Avelus, not even up of Imo, always Toch Lamed. Says the Chasam Sofer, though, the entire Sheva Brachos, he can make a haircut, wear clean clothes, go to the cleaners as normal. Because had he not done that, it would be Misrash, people would be Misrash, people would think, oh, he's still really in Avelus. I better not say something, I can't really be so happy for him. So we have to throw an entire party for him, Toch Shloshim, to get married. Again, if he was not pretending for Rivi, he's even allowed to get married Toch Shloshim, as the Ramah says. But says the Chasam Sofer, once that happens, once the Sheva Brachos is over, he goes back to the Chumrah of Shloshim, because he's really Toch Shloshim. Similarly, the Baal Shulchan quotes from the Prima Dazim and Aruch Chaim, some Tuf Lamed Beis, that says that what about if a Yosam or Yosam, a person who's Avil of the Imos, Dani married, La'achar Shloshim, Toch Yibes Chodesh. There as well, of course, may he take the haircut and do all those dinim that are mutter, of course. The only Isser is to take a haircut Toch Yubeis Chodesh. So as Prima Dazim, he's allowed to take a haircut Toch Yubeis Chodesh because when he is a chasan, even if his hair is really, really short, he reached the Shir Ga'ara. Because the Shir Ga'ara for a regular person might be, let's say, 3 months. People say it looks strange. But for a chasan in his own chasana, the Shir Ga'ara is very, very little. People know a chasan is supposed to look kempt, supposed to look clean. If he would not take a haircut for a few months and the daughter's chasana, then that's automatically shir ara. So the Prima Dazim is always mutter for him to take a haircut. What's the naftamina? So again, the Chasam Sofer says it's mutter toch shloshim, and then it goes back to the shloshim afterwards. But what about a person who's getting married after shloshim toch yubeis chodesh? Then he reached the shir ara, says the Prima Dazim. So when he reached the shir ara, we would have the machlokas we saw last week between Rav Eder and the other postim, what the din is. If a person reaches Shir Da'ara one time, does he then have to go through Shir Da'ara each time to take a haircut or not? Rav Eder is Meikel, Rav Moshe Feinstein is Machmir. So according to Rav Eder, once the chasan gets married, Toch Yubeis Chodesh, he has no restrictions anymore altogether. He's allowed to take a haircut the rest of the year. As opposed to, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Rav we mentioned that thought that no, the Shir Da'ara is a Dadva Chozer, it keeps on going, then his Shir Da'ara is reached for one time. But from then on, he's going to still have to keep on taking haircuts only within the prescribed limits for the rest of the year, even though he got married one time. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis talks about a very unique halacha from the Gemara. The Gemara says, also in Moikot and Chof Gimel, right after the words we read, Thunderbun Kol Shoshim Yom Linisuin, the 30 days are prohibited for getting married, says the Gemara further, Mesa Ishko Osir Lisa Acheris Achayavro of Shoshir Adolim. If his wife passes away, then everything is different. Until now we were talking about anyone aside from a wife. If a person is a Avil from his brother, let's say, he's allowed to get married. He's not allowed to get married Toch Lamed, except for Perivirivia reasons. If on Yasam V'Yasoma, get married Toch Lamed for Perivirivia reasons. We mentioned the woman can get married as well. But all those halachos do not apply if a person's wife passed away. There we have Achayavro of Shloshir Adolim. He needs to wait 3 Adolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's the Rabbanan's opinion, the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Redo Rishon V'Sheni Aser, Shlishi Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, only 2 Redolim. First and second Redol is Aser, but by the third Redol, even before the third Redol comes, he's already allowed to get married. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we say 2 Redolim. According to Rabbanan, 3 Redolim. How do we pass him? Machalkas Rishonim. The Torah quotes, many Rishonim that pass like Rabbi Yehuda, only 2 Redolim. Yet the Mechaber quotes the other Rishonim that passed in that one needs to wait 3 Rudavim before getting married after his wife passes away, Rachman Alitzlan. One would think, Lechora, that this is a no-brainer. We should always pass on the Rabbi Yehuda here. Everyone should agree to that. Why? Halacha could never make a ba'avil. Who is this kasha? Tosus on the daf, Chofdi Mamad Aleph. Dim Rasla Ad Sheyavru Shosh Redolim. I have to explain to you, says Tosus, why it is that we have this din altogether. Why is it that a husband should not get married 3 Redolim after his wife passes away? Says Tosus, 3 reasons. Reason number 1. Ad Sheyesh Shosh Redolim below Simcha. V'leishtach Avas Ishto. Says Tosus in the first reason that he needs to have 3 regalim that he goes through, normal regalim that he goes through without his wife. And there he sees last sukkahs, he went with his wife there to Israel. It was such a beautiful sukkahs. Now Nebuch, she's not there. In order to internalize the avelos before he marries another wife, he needs to have 3 regalim which he really goes through. The epitome of simcha in the Jewish year, of course, is the regalim. And that simcha, he has to experience bereft of his wife. Says Tosus, reason number 2. Inami. Chedei sheyisa acheres v'lo yezachar min harishona. Shol yev beiz deos b'mita. It's not correct, says Tosus, for him to be with his wife and be involved with his new wife when as he's with his wife, he's remembering his old wife. So says Tosus, beiz deos b'mita, having 2 different people with him in bed, his old wife in his mind and his new wife, is not correct. Therefore we say he has to let 3 Rudolim pass by in order to stop those memories from being so salient. How does that happen? Because each regel is a tremendous simcha, and the simcha is a regel in each of the Rudolim douses the simcha a little bit, douses the avails a little bit, that by the time 3 Rudolim pass, he no longer remembers his wife to that extent that it won't be Beis Deos B'mita. No, the first reason is for him, that it's important for him to experience, it sounds like it enhances the idea of his memory of his wife, to have 3 different Rudolim, v'lo yishtach avas ishto, to have 3 Rudolim which he doesn't forget the love of his wife. L'chvod his wife, it sounds like. And then Tosfos says, v'od, which might be the same as the second reason, or a slight variation of the second reason, v'od, penyas tirena avas ishto, imagine this, Nebuch, this husband perhaps had shalom bayis with his first wife, but when it comes to the second wife, he's not so good at it. So imagine, she doesn't do the dishes one day, he comes home from yeshiva, he's learning yeshiva the whole day, comes home at 11 o'clock at night, not a good thing to do when he's first married, and sees that his wife didn't do the dishes. And he says the worst thing you can say to her in the world. You know, when I used to be married to another wife, she did the dishes all the time. I can't believe you can't make time to do the dishes. Ah, chutzpah. Says Tosus. Terrible. Penyas Kirena, he might remind her Avas Ishto. Lekantra, he might remind her of the life, love of his old wife in order to bother her. And says Tosus, that's terrible. So in order to stop that, we have to wean him a little bit from his previous wife, and he should not marry a new wife until he passes at least 3 Rudolim. And says Tosus, B'shem Rav Yona, one of the Bali Tosus, we don't say here, Halakha Rav Meitel Ba'avil. Because of all 3 reasons, none of them are dinim and avelos. Might be covered his wife, might be shalom bayis, might be the proper decorum in his own private bedroom, but that's not a dinim and avelos. They're dinim marriage. Mele, we're not going to say Halakha Kedivrei Hametil Ba'avil. Parenthetically, there are some that Rosh Maimony quotes, there are some that, in Shuvas Maimony quotes, there are some that say it's a dinim avelos, but that's not the way we usually pass it. So for all 3 reasons, says Tosus, they're not going to be the halacha d'remekel rule that we usually have. And how, which of these 3 reasons is quoted with halacha? They just as quotes the second reason. This reason is basically for marriage. It's not a correct for him to have beis deos b'mita, not correct for him to think about one wife when he's with his other wife. No, it's a din. It might be din kavod, a special din, perhaps, it sounds like. You could have said it's a din avelos, but it sounds like more it's a din kavod. we have Yudbeis Chodesh, who's Din Avelos L'Chvod parents. But it sounds like Tosfos is saying that it's not necessarily Din Avelos, it's just Din more covered his wife emotionally to keep her in mind. So, L'maisa, we have Machlokes Rishonim who had a Paskin. The Aruch HaShulchan says, V'shasa L'chak Gadol, one could be Meitel, like those that say like Rabbi Huda. That is two Rudolim instead of three Rudolim. But the Shulchan Aruch rejects that out of hand, says it's not going to be three Rudolim. If that's true, it's important to remember which Rudolim counts. We usually think, the way I said it, it's not such a hard question. How many Rudolim are there in the Jewish counter? Jewish calendar? Shalosh Rudolim. Not only the Pasuk in the Torah, according to the Jewish law, if you don't believe it, you can even ask the Asan. Rashi points out the Asan said, Shalosh Rudolim, Ramis the three Rudolim, three times Rolo Regal. Three Rudolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Says the Domer of Ava, I am convinced, says the Heud and Odom Yehuda on the side of the page. Domer of Ava right here. When he has Daiti, the Shmini Atzeres Chashuv Regal B'fnei Atzma, Damunyin Zeh. I'm convinced that there's a fourth Regal. Shmini Atzeres is a Regal B'fnei Atzma. Says the Dodim Rav Avah, I'm so convinced, Willi de Mistafina, I would have said this pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there are certain things that Shmini Atzeres is unique about. And the Gemara gives Resh HaTeva, six things. Pazar Kashav, Pei Zayin Resh, Kuf Shin Beis. Says, and the Machlokes Rashi tells us what those are. Says another Yudah, I would have told you, I would have said, Ha'izim Farish HaResh, to Pazar Kashav, the Resh, Pei Zayin Resh. What was the Resh? Redo B'fnei Atzma. What does it mean, Redo B'fnei Atzma? Rashi tells Rabbah, what do you mean? There's no Aliyah Redo, people are already up there. When Shmini Atzeres, they're already up there from Sukkos. So Machlokes Rashi knows what it means. Says, now, I would have said, what is the pshat in the Redo B'fnei Atzma? For the Din of Avelos, it's considered Redo B'fnei Atzma, and therefore, if a person passes away in the winter, a person passes away, let's say, in the summer, before Sukkos, then Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres count as two different Redolim for that person, then they can get married right after Pesach. So says the Rabbi Vava Halacha Maisa. Who disagrees? The Chassam Sofer, Pisla Shuva, Sifkan Aleph, quotes Chassam Sofer that has from his father-in-law, from Rav Eder, three dinim. Number one, says the Chassam Sofer, number one and two are chumras, number three is krula. Number one, he says, firstly, he's talking about a case of a woman who passes away on Chol Moed Pesach. It says in Chol Moed Pesach, he wants to get married the next year, Adar Sheni, right before Pesach almost. So, says the Chassam Sofer, quoting Rav Eder, firstly, Pesach doesn't count as one of the Regalim. Why not? Because she died in the middle of Chol Moed Pesach. So Chumrah number one, says the Chassam Sofer, quoting Rav Eder. It has to be an entire regal in order to count for one of the three regalim. And this time the Shulchan is bothered by. He says, Chumrah, that's a pella. What's the kasha on that? Why should we say the end of Pesach counts as one regal? The Haraya, why should that count? Okay, that's good. But let's say not the daily regal, just the Simchas regal. Maybe you need the whole Pesach. What's the Raya?
Oh, he's going to have to wait then more than a year.
Correct. That's the question. Should it be that he's going to wait more than a year of Avelos in order to have three Rudolim? That's the question that some Sofer is dealing with. But what's the Raya L'chora? Shavuos! Avad, Shavuos is 1 or 2 days. That counts as the regal. Shouldn't the end days of Pesach count? If she was Nifter and Chomor Pesach, shouldn't that count the same way Shavuos counts? Jonathan? Oh, that's the shot. Interesting. Could be. Ask me after Shiva. Yeah. That's possible. Only read with the Atzma. Interesting. You're saying. Interesting, you're pointing out. No, there, that's different. There, if the person passed away before Sukkos, then we say the Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres count as two different Yom Tovim. But here, let's say she passes away in the middle of Sukkos. So then everyone would reach me at Teres would count. As, it's not rid of from the Atma, it just counts as some of the Antif. L'chora. Yes, he will, for sure. So that's two Chumras. But aside from that Chumra, Chumra number one is that you see he says that you need a whole Yantif. What's the Pshat in the whole Yantif? L'chora Pshat in the whole Yantif is just, so Jonathan should be right, that didn't count until after Shiva. It could also be that Chazal were, this is a well put, Chazal were Masachim, three Yamim Tovim. Three Yamim Tovim means three Yamim Tovim. Yes, there's Yantif called Shavuos, which is shorter, but that's not part of the Lopug. Lopug is the Yantif Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. If there's no Pesach in its entirety, that's not good enough. And that, L'chora, another partial way of answering what the Chasam Sofer is saying here, why it shouldn't be Lodar from Shavuos, to say the Shavuos would be enough for the Havelos. That's Chum number one, that the Chasam Sofer quotes. The Rebbe Eder said, it's not enough to have half. And then he says, furthermore, if you think about it, if you do the math, if she passed away in the middle of Chol Moed Pesach, now it's going to be already the Rosh, it's already Adar Sheni. So what happens after Pesach? What they pass? Shavuos is one. What's the next Yantiv? Sukkos is two. And if going to the Dom Ravava, Shemini Atzeres is three. Now it's already Adar, it's Purim time. Obviously, the Chasam Sofer also did not include Shemini Atzeres as Red Bufnei Atzma. That's the two Chumras we see in this, Pesach Teshuva quoting the Chasam Sofer. So one tremendous Pula says the Pesach Teshuva, the Chasam Sofer was making for other reasons. And one of the other reasons is that who is he marrying? He's marrying an Almana of a Talmid Chacham, a Bas Talmid Chacham. He says, so the Chasam Sofer says, to marry the Almana, who's a Bas Talmid Chacham, you mismeach the Almana, mismeach the whole family, that itself, for the person who is getting married to cause such simcha to other people, it's like a regal. That itself causes simcha. Mameila, that's Mavato, the din of Nin 23 Rudolim, which is also a Pella, that's a tremendous Chiddush. You see that it's not only the simcha that he is receiving, but sometimes one gives in order to receive. By giving simcha to others, the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Yontif, person gets Simchas Yontif as well. Says so the Chasam Sofer in a similar vein, by giving Simcha to the Almana, that grows a Simcha, which is enough, paralleling that of a Regel, in order to allow him to be married. That's the tremendous Krua, but the two Chumras, that this Pesach quotes from the Chasam Sofer. No, it sounds like he said, it's Betziruf, he's Betziruf for other things as well. So it's one Tziruf, it counts as one of the Regelim, it sounds like. It's just the Hosafa of Simchas. Says the Rama. Yeah, it's a question, but the problem is that Murray Day counts Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur too. As far as Shvi, as far as Masiv Ez Hashem later this week, as far as counting Shuvah or Shloshim, that's true. But for example, the Shulchan Aruch here says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't count. As far as that, they're not days of Simcha, they're also too close to the Rosh Hashanah, that's different. So, Shemini Atzeres, you're right, consider regular for other things, but not necessarily for the Jews of Simcha. Says the Rama, a difficult Rama to understand, but it's not the Rama's fault. The Rama's quoting the Rishonim. Yesh Omrim, that if a person, even if a person is very wealthy, and he could hire maids to keep his house in order, but there are certain private things that only he does himself. What are those private things? Number one, washing his hair. And other things like that. So who should wash his hair? Says the Rama, an unbelievable idea. Who should be washing his hair? Either his daughter or his daughter-in-law. Very difficult to understand what that means, exactly how she was washing his hair, if she's a daughter-in-law. But whatever that means, the Rama says, if there are private things that it's not appropriate to hire people to do, doing the laundry, it's not right. So it's better for a daughter or daughter-in-law to do that. Many people would say the last person in the world that they would want doing it would be their daughter-in-law in general. But Lamaisa says to the Rama, there are certain private things that you need family members to take care of. So then, if there's no daughter or daughter-in-law to do it, he may get married for Tzarechei Habayis, even though three Rudolim have not passed. Or, therefore, any other case of Ein Lo Misha Yishem Shenu. Sorry? Yeah, but it's warm in the water, it's hard to imagine why they need... You can have someone else do that. So it means something more personal. So it's hard to know how she's doing Rashi's here very personally. But either way, Ein Lo Misha Yishem Shenu says the Rama is a good enough Kula. Or, therefore, let's say, the Rama says the person is Banim, little kids. And who's going to take care of the little kids? So he can get married in order to find a new mother for his little kids. Is that it? Right, so whatever the situation is in every society, whatever is considered more private things that you wouldn't feel comfortable hiring someone else to do, would be enough to necessitate him getting married. But says the Rama, very, very tricky words. From this, the minute came that many are matil here. They get married within three ridolim. V'al nefesh should be concerned for himself. Says the Rama, from here the minute came to be matil in general and get married before 3 months have passed. Three ridolim have passed. What does this Rama mean? Does this Rama mean that just like there's a case of Ein lo mishi shemeshenu, in every society there are certain private things that need to be done. In every society there are certain people that need to take care of the kids, and they need a mother to do that. In every society they adapted that Rama to the needs of the society and said, if this person has a situation which he needs a private person, he's allowed to get married. For example, Mr. Schubert quotes with a certain person who was a Rav, and people used to visit him all the time, and his daughter and daughter-in-law were not very good at office managing. They just didn't know how to get people in and out in the right time. So everything was falling apart. So he needed an office manager. He's allowed to marry a wife who's going to have good time management skills in order to help her be masader, people coming to see him. That's not what Ramah's talking about. That's not why she was here. No, but each door, whatever is considered a valid shemush is enough. Is that what Ramah means? That's what's allowed to be married. Nishtari Mamino, whatever person is a valid shemush, we let the person get married within three ridolim, or does Ramah mean something else? Just like Ramah in general, for people that get married, Tolk Dimul Ridolim, who are then, we became so mato on this in general and said, there's always a tzara. There's a tzara who wants to have company, wants to be able to be married to someone. So there's always a tzara. We're always mato and said there's a tzara in order to let him get married. Which one does the Rama mean? Anyone have any specific natiya one way or the other? No one has any opinion on the matter? Hard to believe. But Lamaisa, if no one here wants to volunteer, it's on the books in Pislei Tshuva. Pislei Tshuva in Sifkat Dimel quotes a major machlokas between the Chinuch Beis Yehuda and the Shvus Yaakov. The Chinuch Beis Yehuda, in no uncertain terms, says, don't you dare be Meitil, because the Ramah says the Minad L'Hakel. What does the Ramah mean, Minad L'Hakel? It means Minad L'Hakel if there's really a need. And he says, if anyone ever interprets the Ramah to mean otherwise, is Megale Panim Shaloka Halacha. He's distorting the Torah. The Ramah just means, if there's a valid need, one can be Mekel. That's all the Ramah means. However, the Shvus Yaakov says that it's not true. Shvus Yaakov says, no. It means B'chowinyin. Even though the Chiddush Mishnah is very machmir, I think, even since the Ramah plants the seed and says we can make it when there's a tzarech kol shehu, the minute we came to always say there's some sort of tzarech, and therefore we're make it l'gamri and say a person didn't marry within Dimur Ridolim, even without waiting Dimur Ridolim. Not only that, says the Shvus Yaakov, we live in very terrible times, in pre-tzedek times, and if you leave someone single, you never know what unfortunately negative things he could do. And therefore, says the Shvus Yaakov, it's important for a person to be married if he can. And that says the Shvus Yaakov, that's Pshat in the Ramah. Baal Nefesh Yochosh Atzmo. Baal Nefesh, who knows that he can hold himself back from the temptations of society and withstand that, he can wait three Ridolim. But the average person should not wait three Ridolim in order to get married. So says the Shvus Yaakov, totally against the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. So the Chinuch Beis Yehuda said, you're Medal upon him, Shalot HaLacha. Shvus Yaakov says, I know you say that, but I think I'm still thinking I'm right. That's a major Makokas HaLacha L'maisa. So how often do we say this? What do we say as far as people getting married within Shalosh Ridolim of their wives passing away? The Aruch Shulchan is very upset. He says, people are making this and it's not right, even though he's usually from the Meitilim. He says, it's not right. It's against the halacha. The Rama never means this ridiculous idea that you can just be Meitil in general. It means only if there's a real tzarech. If there's no real tzarech, it's not true. Each person has to ask the Mara Hara, is there a real tzarech or not? Because very often, the Mara Hara is going to say, it's not a tzarech. Come on, that's ridiculous. You have to really have Kovid Rosh. But Lamaisa, many make them in general. Says the Rami Ravava on the side, I'll tell you another reason we're Mekel. We said Machokas Machabrin Rama, as far as the person's allowed to get do Erisim, do Kedushin, or not during Shloshim. And the Rami Ravava says, our minhag, of course, is that we always have Kedushin and Nisuin together. We don't wait the year that they used to wait in times of the Gemara. So he says he thinks we pass on like the Machaber, like the Rambam, that a person is allowed to do Erisin within Lamed Yom. Now, if you allow people to do Erisin within Lamed Yom, obviously what comes right after Erisin? Nisuin. So that's where we're not Mekel, that's where we're not Machmer to wait 3 Regalim, because we always have Erisin and Nisuin. This is where we're Mekel them to do Erisin, we're Mekel them to do Nisuin as well. So Aruch Shulchan says, that's ridiculous. So just split it up. Or don't be Mekel. That's not good enough. But Lamaisa, it seems that the Rebbe Rav is trying to be Miyashiv again, the minute Olam of being Mekel, not to wait 3 Regalim. And this is a major issue that in each situation has to be discussed. Whenever a person loses his wife, it's always important to discuss with the Maror Hara. Is there a Tzarech? Is there a need to have a Tzarech? Do we say that the Shos Yaakov, which people should be married right away, or not? Each Lefi Ros, in Emorah, Halacha Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Sadi Gimel quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says in Mekotan of Chafal Chamin Beis that Ovel Kol Gimel Yom Rishonim is not allowed to go to Beis Ovel. This is the Daf that talks about all different Gimel Yom Rishonim Dinim, Sheol Shalom, Asr B'Muacha. And the Gemara says that an Ovel within the first 3 days can't go to another Beis Ovel. After the first 3 days, then he goes to another Beis Avil and sits b'makom ha-misnachamim. He needs nechamas, he sits near the Avelim rather than with the people that are being menachim. He's misnachim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, based on this din, in Sifal, Shin Sadeh Dimel Sifal, that an Avil should not go to another Beis Avil. It sounds in the Shulchan Aruch that after 3 days are up, may he go to a Beis Avil, to be menachim Avil? Yes. Says the Ramah, or is he not in Achshav? Never happens. An Avil never leaves his house, even to be Menachem Avil. Says the Ramah, why is that true? Why is it that in our communities people never go to Menachem Avil when they're Avelus? The first 3 days, the Ramah says they can't, but after 3 days, may they do so? The Ramah says yes, so why don't they do it? Says the Ramah, what's the pshat? It could be, first of all, when the Ramah says that after 3 days an Avil should go to Menachem Avil, it doesn't mean that he has to go to Menachem Avil. It means he's allowed to go to Menachem Avil. And nowadays, Lamaisa, no one really does Nicham Avayim in the right way anyway, says the Ramah. So therefore, since it's only Rishus, and no one really, there's not so much to gain, the Avil just stays home. But that's what's codified in the Ramah, that an Avil should not leave for any reason, even for Nicham Avayim, during the first week. This is reiterated, it seems, again in Shtif Beis. Avil Shuar Rishon Eino Yotzim V'Pesach Beiso. Afil Shmo Abrichas Achupa Abrichas Amil. Avil does not leave during Shiva, for whatever reason. One might have thought that when it says here in Shulchan Aruch, Shvur Rishon means the first week. Let's say the mace passes away on a Wednesday. It means from Wednesday to Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Shuvah, no. It's clear from the Gemara. Shvur Rishon here means the entire first week from what we call sitting Shiva. From Monday to Sunday. Monday to Monday, except for Muslim Kippur. That's all the first week. He should not leave his house at all. Even if you're going to a wedding or for any very important purpose. What's the pshat in this reason? Mark? Yehudah Shulchan likes he has his own pshat. Right? He's against the Rav Moshe Feinstein. But Rav Moshe is right from the Gemara, it sounds like. So the Aruch Shulchan is the tremendous cruel in this whole Indian. The Aruch Shulchan says, there's really no makar for the Isra for a novel to go out of his house. The Gemara, we read the Gemara before, Shulchan Chafal Fon Beis. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says he can't go to Beis Avil. He says, no. He can't go to public places, but Farhesia is not right. So he can't go to Beis Avil because people are there. It's a whole social situation. But Stam to go out of his house alone is not really so usher. So if there's a great need, it's mutter. Lemaisa, whether Rosh Hashanah is right, or the Pasha on Shulchan Aruch is right, that there's an Isser, the reason is one and the same. What's the reason for an Avil not to leave his house? Says the Truma Sedeshin, the reason is that an Avil during the entire time of Shiva is supposed to be thinking about the Patira, the loss that he had. Think about Tshuva, think about the terrible loss that he sustained, and therefore, says the Ramah, according to the Shema Sedeshin, if he goes out at night, well, hifsid. This is the Shema Sedeshan, which is not only telling us the din that he can go out at night, he explains the whole reason for not going out altogether. Not to Mesiach Das from Avelos. And if he goes out at night, then no one's in the streets at night. There's no real Hesach Das from Avelos, which is going to take place. And that's where the Rama adds further, from the Tosus, from the Mordechai, that going out doesn't mean going out. It means going out to do business, or something which is really not correct to be involved with altogether during Avelos, the Mesiach Das. But if he really has a davar avod or something that he has to go out for, he's allowed to go even during the Avelos, because there's no din, he cannot leave the davar amos of his house altogether. It's all has to be within the spirit of keeping the Avelos. Simi? The Rama says two dinim. So din number one is it's not a chiyuv, it's just a rishus. It means there's no chiyuv for him to menachem aveilim. If he wants, most other people have a chiyuv to menachem aveilim. It sounds like, but he could really be sitting home. He's patur from the chiyuv. It's a nice thing to do, but there's no chiyuv. Since there's no chiyuv, and then number two, he doesn't really want to do it anyway. So there's nothing to be gained from him taking the hassle and going out. Why bother? I mean, other people have a chiyuv to menachem aveilim. They're supposed to do it. He doesn't have that chiyuv to realize it. But if he does it as a chiyuv, there's no chiyuv. The Rama quotes these very important tools. The Aruch Shulchan says it's a riot to me that this whole thing is really just a strong minog. But Lamaisa, either way, the Rama is on the book. The Rama says, from the Shmuz Nation, the whole idea is not to be Mesiach Das from Avelos. If it's not going to be Mesiach Das from Avelos, if it's at night, or in a situation where it's extremely necessary, that's mutter. Rama Shafaitin writes, for example, let's say in a situation where an Avel is sleeping in a house and there's really no room for him to sleep, or there's room for him to sleep, but he doesn't feel comfortable there, he wants to be in his own place, then Hakol Fi Yeros Enei Hamora, that could be considered tzarech for him to go out, because he needs to be able to sleep somewhere which is more comfortable for him. You have this Rama that it's the Lailo Gal Hifsid, and then it's going to be something which is more comfortable altogether. But here for those ideas, it's much better for him to go in a certain situation, for him to go to someone else's house to sleep in the vicinity. But what's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, what's not mentioned in L'chora, is what many of Elam have, a kula to sit Shiva for 3 days in one place, and 3 days in another place. With Ora, that doesn't fit into any of the categories in Shulchan Aruch. There's no din of Zavra Avod there. There's no din of going out for any reason. Why does an Avod usually sit Shiva in Boston for 3 days and then in New York for another 3 days? To make it easier for the Menachemim. So make Tesi, that's a good enough reason to go. So one might argue, that's Zavra Avod. There are many people that want to offer him their condolences, and they can't do so, especially according to the Rav and Rav Haibel Cohen quoting from Rav Huttner, that there's no din of Nichon Veil on the phone. So people want to give Nechama, and they're being Abed and Nechama. Maybe. One has to really think very clearly about that. That Pashut Shana Shulchan Aruch is that there's no din. Once the Rama writes that a person never leaves altogether, there's really no makor for an Avel leaving his house to go to another house during the Avelus period, in order to have better Nechama. In fact, it seems the transgression that the Arzuro did suggest such an idea. The Arzuro suggested an idea that after 3 days, he's allowed to go. If he goes to be misnachamim in other people's houses, certainly he can go to have Nechama in someone else, in his own house, that he thinks is better. Meaning he's in Boston and in Chicago. So if he can go to someone else to be menachem avel and then sit with him misnachamim mar, post-train, if it's his own place of Shiva. But that's only according to the minhag we don't pass tonight. The Rama says the minhag is not to leave. If the minhag is not to leave, Bukhara, you should not leave altogether. Is that?
Didn't you say that you said at the end of the way that it's never happened because the person before already? So, say it. It's never happened because I want a lot of people to come.
So, one has to think, right? But they're not going to come. They're not really going to come. So the question is, they'll call on the phone. One has to really think, is that considered davar avod or not? Interesting. Right, so then you have to use a sheet of that.
Maybe
someone is
the Galilite case, where the Galilite leaves after the person avails and goes to the Sarkhajvura.
Right, Sarkhajvura.
During...
Right, that's Mutsu. To go to Sarkhajvura or to the Vesa Tvaros,
right.
That's different.
Was it, I mean, if somebody leaves for a valid reason, right, so like, can people, like if they're on the road, can people benachim?
For sure.
They spend the night somewhere, they become like already like sitting on Bailus in one place that they can't leave anymore?
No, so that's the Pnei Baruch quotes. That's still the Pnei Baruch open from when he just closed it. Before when I looked it up, the Pnei Baruch quotes, thank you, he quotes from one of the Tshuva Sfarim that what if a person hears, a person's away on business, like we saw in Shulchan Aruch, a person's away on business and hears that there's a Ptira, and he's on the way home. Why should he have to go on the way home? If he's going to miss the Levaya, maybe he should sit Shiva in Timbuktu, where he is. Why should he go home? He can't leave Pesach Peso. He says, no, that obviously the Shiva in Timbuktu is not going to be very helpful. And Shiva in New York, where he comes from, is going to be much more helpful. So he's allowed, that's considered Kavod HaMeis also, to go to a place where people are going to matter the Meis better. That's one mutter. So, well, that's only en route. Meaning, once he's allowed to go from point A to point B, he can even go via another point. That's going to be considered. Right. I mean, wherever he sits Shiva, wherever he starts in the Shiva, should be considered Beis. That's what it sounds like. So that's, he's allowed to move somewhere else to start, but then once he sits Shiva, it should be Shiva. So, yeah, you might have to think of Dabra Ava, like I was saying. But you have to, it has to, something should not be made frivolously. It's a shiur that has to be made. Is that really necessary, just to come from Boston to Chicago, or Timbuktu to New York, just in order to make it easier on those that want to come in Nachum Avil? The Shulchan Aruch then quotes, the next 4 weeks of Avelus have their own dinim to them. Shnia, Yotzevena Yoshev B'mkomo, the second week of Avelus, he's allowed, says Rav Moshe again, that means the week after Shiva, he's allowed to go out of his house, but he shouldn't go to his regular place in Beis Medrash or in Beis Knesses. Also, in Medabri, he really shouldn't talk a lot. Shlishis, he goes to his place, but there he doesn't talk. And then Revius, he's going, returns to normal. The Rama says, even though I don't understand it, based on this din in Shulchan Aruch, we have a minhag in Klal Yisrael to change seats the entire year a person's in Avil. It's unclear why. Or Shulchan says, perhaps the reason is since no one knows how to do Nicham Avelim, we at least have some sort of nicker change in the person. Person Meshana Makom for the entire Yudais Chodesh. And the Rama writes, it's even true on Shabbos. According to Shulchan Aruch, which the Rama doesn't argue with, when the second week a person leaves his house, he should really be very reticent. He shouldn't talk a lot. Even though he finished in Shiva, he should not talk. And the Brother Shulchan says, indeed, we should be, tell people about this, that the second week, and even the third week, he should really not be talking a lot, because that's part of the Din of Avelus, Din of Shulchan Aruch. Well, most of people went on this around that, says Brother Shulchan. We should really tell people they should not talk for the first week after Avelus, more than necessary. But L'chorah, the Minhag Olam is not how to be Miyashiv Minhag Olam. Says Darach HaShulchan, I'll answer two kashas with one. He answers only one kasha, we can use him to answer two kashas. Says Darach HaShulchan, what's that in the Ramah? The Ramah says that, I don't understand this. No one ever said this, there's a din of Shinim Makam for all Yud Beis Chodesh, but Klal Yisrael does it. Says the Ramah, it's a minhag, once the minhag, don't change the minhag. It's clear from the Ramah, all these dinim, Shvua Shniyah, Shvua Shlichas, Shvua Revius, are all minhagim. In each Makam, they have their own way of adapting these different minhagim. Mamela says the Ramah, even though that's not the minhag here, we keep this minhag here, but it's all based on different minhagim, the ways that things go. See me? So he sounds like he's saying, the Aruch Shulchan is saying these are all considered dinim. The way these are manifested are all considered different minhagim. Mamela, at least we could say that the minhag in Klal Yisrael is not to be ma'at b'dibur shvu shniyah, because that's not the minhag. We have a different minhag. We're Meshana Makom for entire Yud Beis Chodesh, let's say. So since each Makom is Lufi Minhago, Lufi Zmano, then we can be Mashiv Minhag Olam. That's not the minhag that was adapted in contemporary times to be reticent and not to speak during the Shavu Shniyah, Shavu Shlishis. You're right, but Sami's right. It's definitely Chiddush over there, Chashulchan. But you have to work backwards. The Maisa of the minhag is not to be cared. So is that we tell them that they're wrong, or that we say no? Yesh Liyashiv the minhag, just these are all the things that are based upon Minhagim. It's an interesting point to just keep in mind. The Shach says in Sifkat and Gimel that I'd have a mina that an Avil, even during Shiva, should go to a chasana or to Bris Milah to hear the brachos. What's pshat? Says the Shach, I have a kasha. Of course you should go. Why? If an Avil was an Avil on Sukkot, wouldn't he take the Lulav and Esrog? Well, that wouldn't happen. But let's say if an Avil is an Avil in any time that he has mitzvahs to do, wouldn't he do the mitzvahs? Says the Shach, why shouldn't he do these mitzvahs? Gemilas Chesed, going to a bris and going to a person's chesed is Gemilas Chesed. He says, no, that's not mitzvah Shavadrufo, that's mitzvah to someone else. There's no chiyuv for him to undermine his avelos by doing Gemilas Chesed. But what's the yisod? The yisod from me is an unbelievable yisod. The yisod is that it's important to remember just being at a bris and hearing the brachos, or being at a chuppah, and even standing outside, as the Shulchan Aruch mentioned, hear the brachos, being at a person's chasana itself is Gemilas Chesed, which is always important to remember. That itself is a unique way from the Truvus Arush, the Shach points out, was when Chesed to someone else. Within the din of the minhag of Shinim Makom, even for Yud Beis Chodesh, the Pesach Shuvah quotes in the last Pesach Shuvah, Sifkat Zayin, that how much should a person change his seat? Davar Amos. Because he says from Hilchos Tefillah, we know that Davar Amos is considered the amount of area that's all one makom. When a person's davening, you have to make sure to be away Davar Amos from the person who's davening. Davar Amos is all the one makom in Hilchos Tefillah. Mela, who I didn't hear, Shinim Makom Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, if he's within the same Davar Amos, that's not considered Shinim Makom. See me? Yeah, we all know someone who was Mashanah Makom during Yudhis Chodesh, but did not do Davar Amos, I don't think. Rav Shechter was Mashanah Makomo during Yudhis Chodesh, so he sat at a table, so instead of sitting at the front, he turned to the other side. And by the Shulchan Aruch, that some say, not like this Pesach Shuvah. Rav Shechter obviously thought not like this Pesach Shuvah. Rav Shechter himself was Mashanah Makomo, but by the Shulchan Aruch, some other Rechonim that think that no, it's left after, there's no din, there's no tushto from the din of Tefillah. It means Shinim Makom, as long as it's nicker, as long as there's a change which is noticeable, and then of course everyone noticed, the Haraya used to be a Chazir of Shechter's face, now you can see Acharei, it's Panei Lo Yero, you couldn't see Rav Shechter, so then that was considered a Shinim Makom, it was nicker, even though it was not a din in Davar Amos per se. Right, just move over one, but would still be not nicker l'chora. That would not be good enough. I think they told me that when Rev Willard was sitting, was an Avil, I think. So in Yonah's Riverdale, Rev Willard's chair is right next to the Arun over here. There's a small shul. There's one area and then a stage. And on the stage, people sit. And his seat is right next to the Arun. I think he moved it to the other side of the Arun. But there's a question with Marad Asra moving. How does the Marad Asra move? So that was still going to be, because Pashat, quote, maybe a person in Beis Medrash where it's based upon seniority, people shouldn't move. That's seniority. Marad Asra is based upon seniority. That's why people sit in the front. He's the Marad Asra. But still, Minuk is many people change their seats. I think he changed from one side to the other side.
But Rav Lau only changed his seat for a little bit,
I think, right? I don't remember.
I think he went back to the front.
So there's definitely room to say that also. First of all, the Ramah says it's hard to understand. Second of all, for a person who's supposed to be sitting there because he sat there, then it seems to say there's room for Maradas not to change his seat altogether. Simon Shin Sadi Dalid, Shulas Kashus al Mesi Yosem Midai. The Shulchan Aruch gives rigorous halachas to how much a person should be upset and how much a person should realize, based on the Gemara and the Rambam, that point out that the norm of life is that Sof Rodem Lomos, people die, and not to go crazy when a person passes away, because it has to be, one has to keep in mind that that's the Teva Sholom. And this idea is driven home very, very beautifully by the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Parshas Re'eh, the Pasuk Banim Atem Hashem Oteichem, says the Ramban, how can that be? When a person who's beloved, who's dear, who was so essential in this world, passes away, and people say, Ondimu Yamu Lavechi, 3 days for crying, 7 days for hesped, people can pick up the pieces? Shouldn't they be broken? Shouldn't they say that it's such a tragedy? Don't tell me to move on because I can't move on. Says the Ramban, Banim Atem Hashem Okechem. Ultimately, we realize that when a person passes away, that person is in a much better place. Olam Haba is the purpose of life. When the person to be Zocha, to be Nenem Izif Ashchina, to enjoy the delicious nature of Olam Haba, what could be better, says the Ramban. And therefore, we can't view it as a tragedy when a person passes away because they're in Olam Haba. Says the Ramban, that's only one perspective, of course. That's the perspective of the person who's nifter. What about the person who is all the people that are left bereft of that very sincere, dear person? Says the Ramban, yes, that's true. Emotionally, a person may be upset. Lodgar, says the Ramban, from the days of old, when there was no email, no internet, no cell phones, no telephones, a person travels from one side of the Atlantic to the other side of the Atlantic, and you know you're never going to see the person again, ever. That's not a tragedy per se, because the person is alive. But says the Ramban, still miss the person very much. So that's the Ramban says, that's Pshat in Hilchos Avelus. Hilchos Avelus, Dini Avelus, are that of course, the Torah says a person may miss the person. And that's normal. That's Bechiah. But says the Ramban, to temper it with the fact that it's not tragedy of tragedies, because ultimately it's better for the person himself or herself. And the Ramban says, that's Pshat, perhaps, in why Chazal said, these Dinim of Dimu Yamal Bechiah and Zayin Lehesped, Chazal tried to teach us the lesson that yes, we can view a person's death as a tragedy, but still move on. Still say that it happened, but we can still take in stride, because that's ultimately the sof kol adam. That's what happens to every person. And to this end, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is only supposed to cry for 3 days after a patira. Lechara, it's very difficult. Many, many people cry months, years sometimes after a patira. It's possible. So by the Shulchan, it says, maybe pshat is that Jimu Yavav L'chiyah means for a person to make himself cry is only for 3 days. Like the Ravid says, for example, the Ravid says the reason there's Isser Melacha for 3 days is that a person has to concentrate on trying for 3 days. Something the person has to make himself cry for 3 days. So the Shulchan, maybe to try me'atzma, just to cry because the person is upset, maybe that's mutter after 3 days. But Tzarechiyim, he's not sure. But L'chara also, one could be mechalik between B'chiyah and Dima. Dima sa l'chiyah, the Pasuk is an Eichad. Dima sa, Dima are natural tears. The person's not crying uncontrollably. Like the Shulchan Aruch said in Mishnah Yivav, Hesped. Hesped is the person supposed to be marbe b'chiyah, so supposed to really make, supposed to scream, supposed to make people cry. Intense crying, says the Shulchan Aruch, should take place only for 3 days. But b'chiyah, emotional expressions. Dima, it's a different word. It's not bechia. Might be mutter even for more time, because that's just the person missing the person. That Ramban says that's normal. People can miss people months, years, and many, many decades after the person passes away. That still could create dima, even though it's not going to create bechia. Perhaps that's that the Shulchan Aruch is restricted only to real bechia, intense bechia, not just dima. Let's hold off on your question, Jonathan. And the Pisul Shuvah quotes in Sifkat and Gimel, the Radvaz, the famous Radvaz. The Radvaz writes, I first heard this Radvaz from Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, and the Radvaz is quoted a few times on the page. The Radvaz writes, there was once a person in Rachman Al-San who lost a child, and the person was Makabi Yisrin Bi'ava. The person said he was not Morid Dima Achas, he didn't cry at all. Says the Radvaz, Ein Ze Ela Midas Achzarios. That person is not doing something good, says the Radvaz, that's Achzarius. Like the Shulchan Aruch says here. Shulchan Aruch says, at the end of Sivav, it's Achzarius. It's not just the person not emotional, it's Achzarius. Person is totally stripping himself of the appropriate emotion. Says the Radvaz, the person not to cry at all is Achzarius. Not that person has to make himself cry. It's normal to want to cry, Rachman Otzan, and having such a tragedy. Says the Radvaz, that's the position says, look from the Radvaz, that observe is not just not to observe avelus, but not to cry when a person passes away with such a karov. That is Achzarius. Udulo, we know of course that there was within the philosophy of the Greeks, there was a branch of thought called Stoicism. The Stoics believed that one may not demonstrate any avelus, one may not demonstrate any emotion. Of fame, of course, keeping it in with the theme of the summer, Brutus and Julius Caesar was a Stoic. There was no emotion, it was more logic, says the Radvaz. Maybe it's a nice theory for the Greeks, but it's Greek to me, says the Radvaz. That is Achzarius. That is a terrible lack of representing basic human emotion. And so that's always the point of the Shulchan Aruch, the temper. Not Yosem Midai, Ramban says, this person is ultimately good. And we also are very sorrowful. But Chasham, not to the other way around, of Achzarius, to always realize that every person that passes away could cause tears, and that's not considered Yosem Midah. That's before they leave, before they pass away, in order, that's because they're doses, we don't want to cause the doses to die earlier.
I think you were talking about Akisha.
That's a separate. Yeah. It's still not Achzarius, still, unfortunately, I have it afterwards.